All right, here we go. Back at it. What's happening, everybody? Dave Locker and the Vod Shopper. It's Thursday. We're on the back half of the work week. Of course, Eitan Shander, Saturday and Sunday, I'll be with you. But I'm just Monday through Friday here, and we're coming off a nice one. Nice little 3-1 yesterday, if you include that bonus pick. Tyus Jones, over 6.5 assists. Hit that in the first half. Jaren Jackson, over 17.5 points. Even if that lost, I'd have stuck with it and died on that hill. Guy had 10 points in the first 5 minutes, and then midway through the third quarter, he has 13. I'm thinking, there's no way. There's no way. And then I fall asleep because I got a 15-month-old daughter here, and it's not as easy as it used to be. Wake up. I actually had a dream that he had 21 points. Dream that he had 21 points. The last time that happened with a bet that I thought I won, I woke up and checked the box score and checked my account, and I had lost by a mile. So I check without any expectations. Boom, 21 points. We got there. And that's what I was saying about Jackson. We got there in 25 minutes. That's what's so great about him. If he plays his normal minutes, you're getting there easy. Even if he plays fewer minutes, and this was blowout because they smoked Golden State, not foul trouble, he could still get there. We also hit Jrue Holiday over 32.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Easy. I think we got 40 there. Lost Desmond Bane. He decided to play. He scored 21. We had under 17.5. But we got some for you today. Only a couple that I like, so I'm not going too deep. We'll keep this a little shorter than usual. But first things first, hit that thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and leave a comment down below. I try and read and respond to all of them. I wouldn't ask otherwise. It helps us a ton when you guys do all of that stuff, so appreciate it in advance. Let's dive into this. First up, you know we got to go back to the Spencer Dinwiddie unders today, right? Minus 110 over at BetMGM. Just go ahead and lock your free $200 in while you're betting this as well. Use the link in the description or the one in the pinned comments. Most of you guys have already done this by now. I know, because it's free $200. But if you're new to the channel, or you've kind of been teetering on the edge, wondering whether or not it's for you, well, free money's for anybody. All you have to do is click the link in the description or the one in the pinned comment. Either is easy. Sign up and deposit $10 or more, but only has to be $10. Then bet that $10 on any team to win. Put $10 on any team to win. And if they score 22 plus points, that 10 bucks becomes 200, just like that. It's free money. Anywhere else on earth, someone offers it to you with no strings attached, you damn well better believe you're taking that. So sports betting companies, these big books are trying to vie for your attention as sports betting is booming. And one way they're doing that is with free money. When they ask you to put your hand out and put money in it, take it. Just use the link, deposit 10 bucks, bet any team to win. They score 22 plus points. At 10 turns into 200 just like that. And while you're there, Spencer Dinwiddie, under 14.5. That's at minus 110. This is points, rebounds, and assists, by the way. We basically have to keep going back to the Dinwiddie unders until they either adjust for it or Jason Kidd starts giving him minutes, the minutes that he was getting early in the series, because we're 2-0 on Dinwiddie unders over the last two games he's played, right? We hit under, 10.5 points, and then we had the under 17.5 points, rebounds, and assists. And that's when he was still playing, 24 minutes. Now he's played 16 and 19 minutes over his last two games. That's not good. And he's played fewer minutes in every single game since game one, which is, down to 16, 19 these last two. Maxi Kleber, and even last game, Davis Bertans, before the blowout took him off the floor, were the guys that get the run late in the game. It was Kleber, and then Bertans. Dinwiddie nowhere to be found here, so clearly, they didn't like what they saw with him out there with the starters late in the game. And if he's not getting closing run, that chops a ton of minutes off of his rotation, being that he's a bench player. And the last thing here, with Luka on the floor this series, and I know you could say, yeah, but Dinwiddie plays a decent amount without him. Well, not if he's playing 18 minutes, 20 minutes. He has a 12% usage rate, 12% assist rate, and 5% rebound rate with Luka on the floor this series. And in what's quite possibly the last game the Mavericks are going to play all year, I have a very difficult time believing that Doncic is going to get much rest tonight. So I think he's out there a lot. And let's go to Jimmy Butler. Here's a new unique one we don't touch on much. Jimmy Butler, head-to-head points versus Joel Embiid. I know. Minus 110. So what this means is Jimmy Butler, we're taking him at minus 110 to score more points than Joel Embiid today. Now, Butler has a 30% usage rate in the three games that he's played since Embiid's return. Forget about the series. Just think about the three games he's played since Embiid's return. I'll tell you why that's important in a second. He scored 33 and 40 points in the both games that they played in Philly, and then 24 points in Tuesday's blowout home win that he lost minutes in. Embiid's the MVP runner-up, right? Some might say he is should have been the MVP, but it's unimportant. He's not himself right now. That's what's important. And while he's an absolute warrior toughing out these games with myriad injuries, right? The thumb, the concussion, the broken orbital bone that got smacked again when when the ball went off of his eye, you're still looking at someone that is not as aggressive as he was. He's not shooting as well as he is. He's not everything, right? And he has a 26% usage rate in the games that he's played. Harden's at 28%, actually has a higher usage rate than Embiid in these three games since he's been back. Now, let's take it a step further. He has scored fewer points than Butler in all three of these games. Can that change? Yes, of course. Joel Embiid led the league in scoring this year. Butler actually has outscored him 96-59 in the three games of this series. And again, yeah, he's that guy. Joel Embiid is dominant. But he's also not healthy right now. And that's the biggest thing. Otherwise, we'd be taking Embiid in this spot at minus 120 every single time. But it's not a surprise either that since Embiid returned, Butler's usage has gone up considerably while Bam Adebayo's has gone down a lot from the first two games to the last three games. Bam's got DeAndre Jordan and Paul Reed in those first two games, first two games, and now he has to contend with Joel Embiid. That's going to funnel more over to Jimmy Butler, and we've seen that for three straight games now. And, like I said, at full strength, Embiid's the guy, but he's not healthy right now. And I don't think Miami's going to make it easy on him anyway, as we've seen Bam Adebayo making it very difficult for them to get entry passes to Embiid. So, yeah, crazy as it sounds, give me Jimmy Butler minus 110 head-to-head points versus Joel Embiid. That's over on DraftKings. And a bonus one here. Like I said, not a ton of stuff I love. I do like this at plus money, though. Chris Paul over 1.5 steals. He's been like a one steal per game guy recently, but he averages almost 2 steals per game on the season. This is at plus 154. We have it over at Odd Shopper, which is entirely free, by the way. Our projections, all of the best odds for every single book. You don't have to do anything. It's right there. So if the best odds are at BetMGM, it'll tell you, and you can compare them against every other book without having to go there. We have the expected ROI, expected win rate, parlay builders, all of this cool stuff entirely free. Over there, we got 50% expected ROI, very high, and 59% expected win rate at Odd Shopper. So Chris Paul, just to throw that in a little bit there. And last thing, if you're looking to dabble, if you need an extra bet for any reason or another, not one that I'm in love with, otherwise I'd put it here, but I do like a little bit the Sixers -1 in the first quarter at home in a must-win elimination game. So that'll do it. As always, appreciate you guys hanging out. Follow me at Laughy underscore D on Twitter, LOUGHY underscore D. Dinwiddie, under 14.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Jimmy Butler, head-to-head points versus Joel Embiid. Chris Paul, plus 154, over 1.5 steals. And remember, use that link in the description or the pinned tweet. Turn $10 into $200 like that over at BetMGM. Peace.